Hello, my name is Dr. Latasha Schrader. I am a student advocate, school administrator, editor, and owner of Tempo Editing. I am pleased to welcome our guest, Dr. Alyssa Elbich, to the podcast. Dr. Alyssa Elbich is a postdoctoral research fellow in the College of Health, Medicine, and Wellbeing, School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle, Australia. She has also recently been appointed a research fellow in the Respiratory Medicine Treatable Traits Center for Research Excellence. Currently, she is based at the Hunter Medical Research Institute in Newcastle, New South Wales. Her research interests are the impact of racism on healthcare and improving cultural safety as a way of increasing equity in the health system. Dr. Elbich is in the process of developing a research proposal for her postdoctoral fellowship that will seek to develop a culturally safe model of care for Australian Indigenous Aboriginal women who experience asthma during pregnancy. Let's get started. Doctor, when did you complete your dissertation?
I completed in June 2020. I submitted my thesis, but I had quite a long wait because of COVID and everything that was going on. I didn't actually get my result until March 2021.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. That was a long wait. Wow.
It was.
Yeah, the pandemic kind of affected my journey too. I completed my actual coursework in, I want to say, July of 2020 and started my comprehensive exams and dissertation process right away, but I didn't end up defending until October of 2020 because of the pandemic, and I never even went back on campus after that, so it was a little different, but made it through.
That's the main thing.
Which methodology did you use?
I used a mixed methods approach, so I had a qualitative arm where I did semi-structured interviews with hospital staff. And then I did a patient survey where I did some exploratory factor analysis, which was the quantitative arm of the study.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I did have mixed methods, too. Those are very interesting, and I think they give you a richer study at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like you need the stories behind the numbers to get a full picture.
Yes, for sure. Which writing resources would you recommend for those currently writing their dissertation?
I found my systematic literature review quite challenging, so I did use a lot of like library guides and books around how to go about that process.
Okay, yes, definitely use your resources in your library. Some universities have writing labs. Take advantage of any writing groups you can think of, and there's several online resources like Grammarly and things like that. I didn't personally use them, but I've heard good things about them.
Yeah, and we also have faculty librarians in some of our universities in Australia that, you know, sit within whatever discipline that your research is in that can actually help with that. So, yeah, I knew her on a first name basis by the end of that.
Yeah, I'm sure, yes. It is quite the process. So, do you have any time management strategies to share?
That's a good question. No. time management probably wasn't my strength.
Yes.
I have two daughters as well. And towards the end of my thesis, I was doing lectures, writing my thesis, and my daughter was doing homeschool as well. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, time management kind of went out the window.
Yes.
But I did use some other strategies. Like I found towards the final year, because it was so stressful and then sort of COVID on top of everything, I actually started, walking a little bit more and, doing sort of more exercise and that kind of thing. Yeah, because you spend so much time sitting down, you know, looking at a screen. I just felt like I needed that balance.
Right. Yeah, it is difficult to get in some time for yourself and self-care during that process, but it's really important to maintain your physical and mental well-being. So that's a good point.
Yeah, definitely.
And I loved your honesty. Like, no, I don't have any time management strategies to share. That is so funny. Okay. What did you do to overcome writer's block?
Writer's block. I spend a lot of time, what I call kind of marinating my ideas in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I found even when I was sort of doing other stuff, like walking my dog or playing with my kids.
Yeah.
Like when my mind wasn't sort of on the research.
Right.
I would get, every now and then I'd get these light bulb moments where it was almost as if my subconscious was still working away at it.
And, yes.
I would sort of get some clarity. But yeah, also one of my supervisors just said to me a lot of the time, you know, just write. Like, even if you don't think what you're writing is good or useful, mm-hmm. you can always delete it if it isn't. But if it's okay, if you've got something down, you know, on paper or on the laptop, you can always edit it and refine it as you go. And it's much easier to do that when you have something concrete.
Right, right. At least you have something to work with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So describe your dissertation journey on one word, and why did you choose that word?
Oh, it was expansive. It was, I kind of went into my journey, I don't know, not with rose-colored glasses, but I actually didn't really know what a PhD was, really. I, you know, people had described it to me, and I knew other people that had completed one, but yeah, even after that I still wasn't that sure what I signed up for.
Yeah.
So it was like, and at every stage there, you know, were, as you know, heaps of challenges, and there were hundreds of times where I thought, oh my god, I actually can't do this, like this is gonna be the end for me. But yeah, I describe it as expansive because it was like as each challenge came, I was, thankfully able to, you know, work a way around it or find a solution and push a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, I like how you describe that, because if you think about the whole doctoral process, it's kind of overwhelming. But if you do it just step by step, you know, it feels manageable.
Yeah, definitely.
So I love books. I have to ask, are you reading anything right now?
I am. There's a fantastic author here in Australia. Her name's Chelsea Wadigo, and her book's called Just Another Day in the Colony, and it's fantastic. It's about, she's an Indigenous academic, and her experience in what she calls sometimes blackademia, and just those additional challenges of institutional racism and all them different layers and challenges, which I have faced some of my own. I'm a non-Indigenous person, but I'm a woman of colour, and I just found it really relatable, but really fantastic read too. Mm. I highly recommend it.
That sounds interesting. I'll add that to my list. I'm always looking for things to read. So thank you for that. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your experience with academic writing?
I don't know. I'm a pretty unconventional academic. I call myself an accidental academic because I feel like I'm kind of don't fit that traditional mold.
Like
the way I write at home is, you know, I'll listen to really loud hip hop music and have like 1,000 post-it notes in every different color, you know, all over the wall. And it's a very creative process for me. And I really struggle with actually, you know, getting stuff started.
Yeah.
Like, I just find that is often the hardest step. So again, I always come back to those words of wisdom from my supervisor, you know, just write.
Right, just write. Just
put pen to paper, and I prefer to do it, you know, the old school way with a notebook and a pencil.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that you find yourself non-traditional, because it's important that people know that your journey is your own. Like, just because you're not doing it like somebody else will doesn't mean it's wrong, or, you know, you need to do what works for you. Because if you try to force something on yourself, it's not going to be a pleasant process.
Exactly. And I found talking to other research fellows that are a bit further along in their postdoc journey than me, that, you know, you kind of go into a PhD thinking it's got to look a certain way, that you have to use certain methods, but there's so much room for creativity and individual expression within, you know, the confines of a PhD that, there is no kind of one sort of way or format or methodology that you know, a PhD has to have. It can have all sorts of different bits in it. And, it's a lot broader than what I sort of initially went into it sort of thinking I had to do.
Yes. So you made it through no matter what. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Dr. Elvich, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and being so open to sharing your dissertation journey.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Listeners, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. We all know time is priceless. Information about my editing services can be found at tempoediting.com. That's TEMPO editing.com. Last, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow and share it with a fellow scholar.